Hey everybody, Tim Dwyer back again. This is the second video of the Friday afternoon Word on the Street. Well, the word on the street, I've got to give a shout out to Sam Bamford, where two worlds collide. Sam's got a great thing going, and I tell you what, he's got a brilliant way of putting it out there and explaining it to people. So well done to you, Sam. Keep it up. You're a legend. Good on you, mate. The current CDC bill. This is disgusting. Listen, we had enough crap through the COVID era. And in that period of time, everybody was locked down, hounded, belittled, sacked, had their businesses destroyed. And as it turns out now, 5 years later, all the science says, oh, well, the virus wasn't really that bad, and oh, we probably shouldn't have locked you down, and sorry about you losing your job. Not to mention the literally around the world, the millions of people who have now found to have died as a result of their forced medical experiment. So, this new CDC bill here in Australia has just been rammed through the parliament, and it gives power, enormous power, more power than a king almost, to one person. Yes, let's get in and have a quick look at this. This won't take long. Let me bring this up. Okay, now let's have a look at this. How did all this happen? Well, let's not forget that the executive ministries entirely control the parliament. Now, this undesirable concentration of power is further aggravated by the delegated legislation, which endows the executive with the power to legislate. You see, there is no separation of powers in our Australian corporate parliament. There is none, right? Endowed with such power, the executive, the leading members of the parliament, to which the prime minister is the head of the executive, can set aside even the most fundamental rights of the citizen or the people. These leading MPs can intervene on every single aspect of our lives without accountability. Without accountability. Now, these two lunatics, they want to control everything that you see, control everything that you say, and shut down any and all dissent without any real authority. And I'm going to challenge all that authority. And I hope you'll help. Look at this. The Deputy Secretary of the Interim Australia Centre for Diseases, Mary Wood. Now, this is the lady with more power than God in Australia at the moment, according to the government. The Australian Centre for Diseases Control Consequential Amendments and Transitional Provisions Bill, geez, they're nice words. The CTC Bill makes consequential amendments to existing Commonwealth legislation to transfer relevant public health and responsibilities all to the Director General of the CDC. All. One person, not a committee, not a parliament, nothing. One. And oh my goodness, I wonder if they've had any interaction with the World Health Organization. I wonder, I could make all sorts of assertions here. But let me tell you this. This is evil personified. Right? So, these leading MPs can intervene on every single aspect of our lives without accountability because they ram it through the parliament, they ram it through the Senate. Nobody's there to stop them. We do not have a government. We've got one or two people calling the shots like demigods. Me, I've had a gutsful. I've got to the point where I've just had enough. You can't fix it from the inside. It's too criminal. It's too entrenched in big money from big pharma, from big banks. And you and I, okay, they've taken our property titles off us. Now they're going to lock us down, and we're not going to have access to the internet to be able to communicate freely with each other. And we will be treated like cattle and pigs with a stamp in your ear. Ladies and gentlemen, here in Australia, it is time to get bloody angry. It is time to grow a set. It is time to go, no. Not on my watch. Never again will we fall for the bullshit we went through with COVID. Never again. Never, ever, ever again. And if you don't stop it, and if you don't stand up, who will? You waiting for somebody else? Well, bloody good luck. It's on you. Come on, let's go.